it just seems like everything they put a pen and paper to, it went gold.
And
brilliant.
Brilliant. And you know, he's gonna pick on me about this, so I'm gonna beat him to it. What was it, 100 I gave you? It was more than usual.
Oh boy.
But you see,
well, it was enough for 3 shows here.
Oh, okay.
Let's put it like that.
You see, the point is that I guess I'm making was, and this is amazing, we'll talk about it throughout the evening, how you can be so prolific. I mean, it just seemed like the notes and the words were just flowing out of the fingers. It was just crazy.
It was like poetry to music. It was amazing. The Marvelettes, Martha Rees and the Vandellas. Oh my goodness. The Miracles, Mary Wells, Marvin Gaye, Rod Stewart. I had no idea they wrote for Rod Stewart.
Well, Rod Stewart covered them.
Okay. All right. Got you. The Supremes. All right. Eddie Holland. Okay. The Supremes, obviously, The Temptations, my favorite. Oh, my Four Tops, Marvin Gaye. Oh, my. And ladies and gentlemen, huh?
Mix it up.
Are we going to mix it up? We're going to do it all up. Oh, my. The Elgins, you know, I haven't heard that name in years.
Who?
The Elgins.
Oh, we have a lot of Elgins tonight.
Jimmy Walker and the All-Stars. Shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much here. Ladies and gentlemen, just kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. The Isley Brothers. Mm. Oh, my God. Sylvester. Freddie Payne. Oh, my. Yep, that's Freddie Payne there on your list there. Frida Payne, I'm sorry.
Frida Payne.
Please forgive me. Faux pas. Faux pas. No, okay.
All right.
So why don't we kick this thing off? We'll come back with more commentary in a minute. Hey, they're marvelous. Let's hear, ladies and gentlemen, this is Monday Night Madness. I am WB, and this gentleman to my left is...
the Professor of Pop Culture.
That's him. All right, let's do this thing. I love this.
I'm locking up my heart, telling the Cupid to pass by me, cause all of every problem was a misery. Hello, loneliness, goodbye love. I'm tired of being abused and being misused. I've had my share of romance, no more for me. I'm locking up my heart and throwing away the key.
Locking up my heart.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Hey, tonight we're focusing and featuring Harlan Dozier and Harlan. And that's just, we just played two of those groups there, Marvelettes and Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and there's more to come. Professor, is there any number on the amount of hits that these gentlemen wrote?
Any number on the amount of hits? I would have to count them for you. Hold on. I 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 96.
Wow.
96, give or take a few cover recordings. So I would say roughly between 85 and 90.
Do you think that if we wrote those that we could retire off of the royalties?
Oh, please. Please.
Please. Good.
And that's the
trio.
That's
amazing.
But you see, that's the trio. That does not count the hits that Brian Harlan wrote by himself and others, the hits that Lamont Dozier wrote by himself, and the other songs that Eddie Harlan wrote by himself and others. Let's not forget the hits that they produced, because they were a production team, and their solo albums. So just crazy, man.
I see a mansion on the hill. Yeah.
If that.
Are you serious?
A town, man. A country, a continent.
Good
God.
Lord. And the gems that they bought us, it is absolutely amazing. And I want to say something to the audience.
Mm.
Think about the first two songs, right? Out of this collection that the professor provided to us. Now think about this.
Yes.
And ask yourself the question, what other radio station have you heard these gems?
I know, right. Yeah. And kind of a heavy rotation. Yeah.
Yeah. And think about, now with the, Monday Night Madness, because we bring, the music, we bring it back music to radio.
Right.
We bring it back radio to where it's supposed to be.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Entertainment, education, information. Mm-hmm. And that's what Monday Night Madness is all about. We heavy. It's like a musicology with a heavy dose. Dose. Of serotonin.
Now, you can get gems like these on Sirius, but here's the thing. You have to pay for that, okay? Yeah. Here at Studio W, it is what? Free 99.
It is absolutely free. And so the way that you can pay for this is to tell a friend about it, okay? I tell a friend about the apps, the Android, the Apple app, even on Alexa. And also, the website is available for you.
Hey.
So many, many, many ways that you can. Now, we're also going to upload many of our shows onto Spotify here soon as well. So, hey, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. Right. Monday Night Madness, Martha Reeves, and the Vandellas. We've got Love is like a heat train. Heat wave.
Oh, Lord.
Heat wave. The professor is dancing, folks.
Like
yeah, dancing in the street.
Thank you.
Nicky's Monkey, The Miracles. That's right. Folks, we're featuring Harlan Doles here and Harlan tonight on Monday Night Madness. I am WB and the Professor.
Pop Culture.
Hey, that's him. Professor.
Yeah.
Okay. The Miracles. Did Harlan Doles and Harlan write anything for Smokey Robinson and The Miracles?
What you just played.
No, this was just The Miracles before Smokey Robinson and The Miracles.
Before Smokey Robinson?
Yeah, this is just The Miracles.
Okay, I thought it was The Miracles first, then Smokey Robinson and The Miracles, then right. Back to The Miracles.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
I'm
educate me, please.
Okay. Yes.
Because this came out in the 60s.
65. Okay, The Miracles.
Right. I believe it was Smokey Robinson. Yeah, it was Miracles, then Smokey Robinson and Miracles. If they went back to The Miracles, I'm unaware.
When Smokey went solo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this, yeah. Okay, did he write anything for Smokey Robinson and The Miracles?
Oh, that's a question, and I can find that out for you.
Okay, mm-hmm. But anyway, folks, we've been covering The Marvelous, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and then The Miracles. Got some Mary Wells coming up, and some Marvin Gaye. Now, I didn't know that Rod Stewart had covered Can I Get a Witness?
Yes. Now, that was before he hit big, 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 when he was just a small British artist and his image was a mod.
Uh-huh.
He had that. That's how he became known as Rod the Mod. And this was back in 64, I think, when he was with the Steam Packet group. And Rod didn't begin to make it big until 69 and then got huge in 71.
Uh-huh.
But this was when Rod was still kind of, as we say, woodshedding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up a little bit. Yeah. Right.
But he does good on that.
Hey, that's okay. That's mm-hmm. okay. And in the meantime, folks, what we're going to do, I'm going to play some Mary Wells and then Marvin Gaye and then some Rod Stewart. Ladies and gentlemen, you still have time to tell a friend, okay? Please, the highest compliment you can give us if you share this station with a friend. And it's very easy. Go to Studio, StudioWBUZZ.com. Okay, don't forget the W. That's very important. Now, if you are listening on Android or share the app with them as well, Android, Studio W, Apple, Studio.W, or tell Alexa to launch or play Studio W. Now, coming up right now, while the professor is doing his research here, we've got some Mary Wells, You Lost the Sweetest Boy. Let's do this. Be right back, folks.
Thank you. Supposed to be.
to quicksand.
All right.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Quicksand. I remember that. And I'm going to skip back to one prior. And I got a dance to keep from crying.
Mm.
The Miracle.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And it's from that album, Doing a Mickey's Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a stab at this.
All right.
I got a dance to keep from crying.
All right.
I'm guessing that this was in the mid 60s, like around 64.
63.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And I remember going to some parties, man. House parties.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in RVA.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you didn't have to have a whole lot to have a party. And mm-hmm. I had some friends, here on the south side, basically throw parties, right?
Okay. This is beginning to sound like Cooley High, but go ahead.
It was close. it was definitely close. And, you know, normally you go to a party, there are refreshments and stuff like that.
Okay.
There were no refreshments. It was just music. It was just music.
Wow.
And we had a great time.
What a testament. That just goes to show that kids then, that was all they needed. That was all that was needed.
All we needed was the music.
That's amazing.
That is, it was truly amazing. Mm-hmm. And I remember Quicksand also, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Yeah. Man, you're taking all of us back here.
Well,
this is pretty amazing stuff, right?
We're just remembering Mr. Dozer. So
well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything for us before we go to our next side?
Man, let's just keep it cranking. I do just have a comment, really an observation. Seemed like they were really the main hit makers for Martha and the Vandellas. And it seems that the tide will change around 64. When the attention or the hits, the hub begins to change. Several groups got the hits. Martha and Vandellas seemed to be the hub. But then around 64, coincidentally, the same year that the Beatles and the Stones came to America, which is interesting, the hub changes from Martha and the Vandellas to the Supremes.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing stuff. Hey, speaking of the Supremes, that's the next one on the list. How did you guess that?
Oh, I... Oh! I'm sorry. That's my favorite. That's my favorite Supreme song and my favorite Holland Dozier song. Thank you. Oh! I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. When that love light starts shining, that means you're having a good time.
Oh,
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas Live Wire. Hey, before that, it was Leaving Here by Eddie Holland. Folks, you're tuned in to Monday Night Madness, right here on Studio W, The Buzz. The Supremes, Run, Run, Run. This is Supremes. Run, run, run. Hey, folks, we're celebrating Harlan Dozier in Harlan tonight on Monday Night Madness. Hey, if you like the music, hey, let us know. StudioWBuzz.com. You're a Wonderful One, Marvin Gaye, and some of that gold album.
You are so wonderful.
Marvin Gaye, you're a wonderful one.
Don't get better than that.
Oh, not at all, Professor. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a hey! Look here. Speaking of not getting any better,
mm-hmm.
Before that we had Run, 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 the Supremes,
mm-hmm.
Live Wire, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas,
mm-hmm.
Eddie Holland leaving here. Oh my, my, my! I haven't heard these songs in years. That's the beautiful thing about this, folks. We're bringing back radio to where it's supposed to be. That's what the buzz does. We're bringing back radio, man.
I see the look in your eyes.
Oh, man. I'm just having so much fun here. Guys, I hope you are too. You got your glasses raised, huh? Hey, grab that glass and just kick back and enjoy. And if you remember some of these things and you want to do what you used to do, get up and cut a rug.
Ah, cut a rug.
Go ahead and cut it.
Well, tonight's the night to do it.
That is absolutely right. Temptations for you.
Okay.
Also written by these fine gentlemen, Holland Dozier and Holland. You know, when I first heard that name, I thought it was a law firm.
Right, you know.
Brilliant, right. Brilliant writers, brilliant.
I tell you. An institution.
Hey, well said.
Oh.
A tear from a woman's eyes. From the Emperors of Soul. Rarity.
I saw the saddest thing of the day when an old man passed my way, walking the streets so all alone, all because he had no home. But the saddest thing I've ever seen is a tear on a woman's eye.
Temptations. Oh, I'm going to stop it right there for a second because that was the original group, if I believe.
Yes. That was Eddie on lead vocals. Is that
Eddie
right?
Eddie Kendricks. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Eddie Kendricks. Okay. David Ruffin. Otis Williams. Paul Williams.
Hey.
Melvin Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, I saw the original group and you know where.
Yes, at the Altria.
you can call it the Altria.
Oh, right. The Moss.
The Moss.
Right.
It's going to always be the Moss for me. Right? Now, I wasn't really disappointed when Dennis Edwards joined the group.
Mm-hmm.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I love Dennis Edwards, but that original group, the Temptations, the choreography was magnificent. There was only one group that I thought could maybe top them just a little bit in the choreography, and that was the Manhattans.
True. Yes.
The Manhattans, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Temps, and they were the first ones that had the four-prong microphone stand.
Oh, I know. Don't you love that period?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing stuff. It was really, really, really good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. So I'm at the Mars. Yeah, absolutely. But the Temps.
Yeah, Funk Brothers on that. And that was not only written by Holland Dozier Holland, was produced by Holland Dozier Holland.
Amen.
Cheer from
and the Funk Brothers did the music.
They were the house band, yes.
The house band, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, this is Monday Night Madness at its finest. We give you the vintage, the old school. I mean, you know, you can just label this gold. Just label it gold. Just do that, okay? Professor, the Temptations. Now, many groups, like you take the Supremes, and they went to Diana Ross and the Supremes, okay?
Yes.
The Miracles, then it was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
And we all know what David wanted, but go on.
We already know, but they didn't change.
Same thing, okay.
He wanted to be David Ruffin and the Temptations, but that wasn't going to happen. It didn't happen. And I'm, you know, and look, nothing against, I love David Ruffin.
I do too.
Okay. But he was out there a little bit. To say the least.
They don't make them like that anymore.
At least we don't see it. Okay. Got more for you folks. Hey, if you enjoy the show, just let us know. And the easiest way to do that is go to the website and subscribe. Leave a comment. Go to studio. WBuzz.com, StudioWBuzz.com. All right. And let us know. You can text me also. Let me know that you're listening, right? 909-910-0265.
And if I can make an announcement for Midnight Harmony Sounds. Midnight Harmony Sounds. These are people who are cultural historians. They are cultural historians.
Okay.
They have concert DVDs, live concerts, Prince, Love Sexy Tour, Jackson's Victory Tour, Michael Jackson, Dangerous World Tour, Bobby Rush.
Yes.
Johnny Taylor. Okay. All of the greats. Okay, and you can check them out. You can check them out at 757-753-1103. That's 757-753-1103.
And that organization is?
Midnight Harmony Sounds.
I like the way that sounds anyway. Hey, let's do this. Mark Reeves and the Vandellas, In My Lonely Room.